Grandma was making beautiful yarn pictures. Her sister, Celestia, saw them and told her that if she could make such beautiful yarn pictures, she should try to do some painting because Grandma was having trouble with her fingers, which had arthritis. So she started painting some pictures, and Hugh and I took some down to this women's exchange store in Hoosick Falls.
Louis Caldor, a New York engineer and art critic, was driving through Hoosick Falls. He had a headache, stopped off at Thomas's drugstore. Hildegard Backert of the Galerie Saint-Étienne in New York knows the story.
When Mr. Calder saw her first pictures, they were very, very tiny works. The figures in them were very small, and the quality of the work was halting and hesitant. Now, Mr. Calder saw those pictures gathering dust in the drugstore window, and he thought they were quite nice, and he bought them for a few dollars. And he asked if he could see the artist. Yes, he was told. She was an old lady living way over in Eagle Bridge. Well, that wasn't very far, and Mr. Calder went there, and he didn't find her home, but her daughter-in-law's home. And she told him, yes, she has some more pictures, and would he come in the morning, and then she would certainly have some ready. Well, he said about 10 would be fine. Well, she came home, and she had a sleepless night because she didn't have 10. However, she did find one very big picture of the Shenandoah Valley, and she thought it would be a very good idea to divide that up, and she found two frames that fitted the now created two pictures, and she put them in, and by the morning she had her 10 paintings ready for Mr. Calder. Now, Calder took them and took them down to New York, and he showed them for about a year to various people, including Sidney Janis and Emily Jenauer. And Sidney Janis put them in an exhibition in an upstairs members' room of the Museum of Modern Art, where they were seen by a few people. He exhibited a few of them there. However, that didn't bring her work close to many people, and Mr. Calder was getting quite discouraged until he came to see Dr. Otto Collier, the owner of Galerie Saint-Etienne. Dr. Collier had been interested in folk art of all countries all his life, and when he saw those pictures, he became very enthusiastic over them. And he thought that Mr. Calder was bringing him something that was beyond the usual talent, something that was worth looking into and very, very interesting.
Her first exhibition at the Galerie Saint-Étienne in New York opened under the title, What a Farm Wife Painted. At the age of 78, when most people would be ready to call it a life, this farm woman from Eagle Bridge started a new life.